In one of his pictures, he had on a green dress with the biohazard symbol. The biohazard symbol in the LGBT community means that you're positive and that you are a quote unquote spreader. So you will have sex with someone.
And you're talking about HIV.
Yes, HIV. You will have sex with a person who is not positive in order to infect them. Yes, there's the image of the biohazard symbol, which he uses in a lot of his different costumes. And so that means that you're infected and that you're willing to give it to someone else. Because there are people out there, unfortunately, that are so demented and deranged that they want to get HIV because they feel like if they get it, they will already have gotten it because they're going to get it anyways. Now they can have unprotected sex with whoever they want to. So that's just one of the symbolisms he uses. He also dresses up as a pig in one of his, he wears a pig snout in one of his pictures. And the pig symbolizes a nasty pig. A nasty pig is a gay man who is into pee, poop, urine, like armpits, like snipping dirty butt. I mean,
this is what they do. This is like they had, it's funny, but it's true. Ladies and gentlemen, the amount of news stories and examples that I have on my desk in front of me here of liberals sexually grooming and abusing children is stunning and staggering that it's probably going to take the entire hour to cover it. And one such story is being covered at madmamabear.com with Tracy Shannon and Kevin Witt once again doing the legwork here. Church plans drag event for children with satanic drag queen convicted on charges of conspiracy to murder several classmates. Why that person is even allowed anywhere near children is another issue in and of itself. But of course, if you say you're liberal, you're gay, you're here for pride, then bring in the rapist, bring in the conspiracy to murder criminal. Let's bring them in here. But it gets even worse than that. But I want to bring Tracy and Kevin in now. Tracy with Mass Resistance Texas and Mad Mama Bear. And Kevin, who's been doing a lot of great work with them as well, formerly a member of the drag community himself and then left it. Now the liberals hate him. Of course they do, because he tells the truth about them. Guys, where do you want to begin with this story? Because, Kevin, I want to go to you on what we've learned about these individuals, stuff that you recognize from your days in this community, little symbols, little symbolism, little words that they use that most people wouldn't recognize. But let's start with Tracy. When you wrote this story, I mean, what I usually find out is, okay, you scratch the surface, you start to dig, and then it just gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. I mean, how, first of all, it's bad enough that they're inviting these drag queens to children's classrooms to begin with, but then you find out one was already charged of conspiracy to murder? I mean, what is it like, Tracy, covering these stories?
I mean, it's just shocking that people will just not do their due diligence, not even consider checking the backgrounds of the people that they're holding out as role models for children. So it's just shocking. And really, when Kevin and I were looking at the social media for this particular drag queen, we were freaked out. And another activist was, hearing about it, and we were sharing with her, Kelly Neidert, I think you know her, we were sharing with her that what we were finding, because we happened to be on a phone call together when we discovered this. And she was freaked out. I mean, it's just creepy. This is not the kind of stuff we even want to have, like, on our computer and on our phones, because it was just that creepy, all this occult stuff that this particular drag queen had on his social media.
Yeah, like, they see somebody, like, they'll see a priest in a Trump hat, and they'll say, he shouldn't be allowed anywhere near kids. But then they invite somebody who's known a sexual degenerate and deviant with a conspiracy to murder charges, and they invite him into the classroom. Now, Kevin, you were noticing, going through this individual social media, and you sent me a bunch of images. I didn't send them to the crew, but maybe they can find them or pull them up, where there's different symbolism and phrases that he uses that it's, you know, it's slander, it's slang, slang inside the trans community, the drag community, that you were noticing that I guess these teachers don't realize what he's communicating through these posts.
No, he was using, in one of his pictures he had on a green dress with the biohazard symbol. The biohazard symbol in the LGBT community means that you're positive and that you are a quote unquote spreader. So you will have sex with someone.
And you're talking about HIV.
Yes, HIV. You will have sex with a person who is not positive in order to infect them. Yes, there's the image of the biohazard symbol, which he uses in a lot of his different costumes. And so that means that you're infected and that you're willing to give it to someone else. Because there are people out there, unfortunately, that are so demented and deranged that they want to get HIV. Because they feel like if they get it, they will already have gotten it because they're going to get it anyways. Now they can have unprotected sex with whoever they want to. So that's just one of the symbolisms he uses. He also dresses up as a pig in one of his, he wears a pig snout in one of his pictures. And the pig symbolizes a nasty pig. A nasty pig is a gay man who is into pee, poop, urine, like armpits, like sniffing dirty butt. I mean,
this is what they do. This is like they had, it's funny, but it's true. They used to bring Ms. Kitty litter to these children events. It's because he likes to lick butt. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, this is what they bring to your kids, folks. God.
These people are so demented, and they are okay with it. And this dude is into all that. On top of the fact that he obviously has a fetish, a fantasy of murdering people, because it would be different if, because that whenever that happened, he was 17 in high school. According to him, he was really bullied. Okay, great. But you have not changed, because the pictures on your Facebook are of you, that one image that you saw, he's like eating a dead body, it looks like. So he's into all that still. And that's just not the type of person that needs to be around children. If this church that's having this drag show cared remotely about children, they would have done research, done a background check on this person. I found his real name, Jason Kettle, in a matter of 5 minutes just by looking at his Facebook. So it's not hard. It's a simple Google search.
And by the way, this is, it's not like this is a new phenomenon of symbolizing things with what you wear. It starts, I mean, a lot of people know about wearing your pants below your butt when you're in jail means, hey, I'm okay to be sodomized. Now they turn that into a pop culture thing. They don't even know what they're representing. But it's the same thing. It's like, hey, look, I got my pig snout in. If you want to poop on me, I'm down with it. Like, invite me over later. We'll have a whole thing. So, but it'd be one thing if they were doing this in their own private time and they had their own bars and everything. Like, I wouldn't be covering it. I don't want anything to do with it. It's not me. But they're bringing it to the children's classrooms. Tracy, you've been dealing with this since I've met you like 5 years ago. Talk about when you first started with mass resistance and the stuff that we were fighting against then to the levels that it's reached now.
Right. I mean, initially started out, parents were concerned and taxpayers were concerned that they were promoting basically gender ideology in the libraries with drag queens, because that's really what this is all about, is promoting the LGBTQ sexual ethic to children. And so we were opposed to that. But none of the... nobody wanted to hear. Sorry about that.
It's all right. The feds are calling you right now. They want to arrest you for talking about this.
I mean, nobody wanted to hear about it at our city council in Houston. They acted like we're homophobes and transphobes. So after a few visits to City Hall and some protesting, we decided to really check the backgrounds of the drag queens that were performing in Houston. And when we did that, we saw just that their performances are filled with erotica and kink and fetishism. And of course, we went a little further and found that they were prostitutes, porn stars, transsexual dominatrix for hire, and two sex offenders that were in the program, and no background checks were done. And most of the time, background checks are not done. It's because, you know, when it involves one of the favored minorities, and in this case, a sexual minority, liberals with an agenda do not want to even do due diligence. But if they cared at all about kids, they wouldn't be promoting drag culture to kids, because drag culture is not for kids. It's full of drug use and just pornography and hypersexual activity, using poppers, which are to relax the sphincter muscles so they could, you know, get gang banged by several men in a row and shove larger stuff up their anuses. I mean, this is what the culture is. And, you know, we're not being honest about it with this love is love business and this Hallmark card type of videos that they put out during all year now, not just Pride Month. And so let's just be honest about what you're promoting to kids and what it leads to, like the bug chasing that Kevin was talking about. And of course, now we found that, you know, this particular drag queen, you know, had planned to kill 20 of his classmates with another friend of his when he was in high school. And by looking at his social media, we can clearly see that the bloodlust hasn't stopped with him.
It's just... Folks, you're listening to this. I understand if you haven't seen this before. It sounds ridiculous. It's ludicrous. It's almost hilarious. It is hilarious, kind of. This is what they're bringing to children's classrooms, and they're calling it pride. They're calling it liberal. They're calling it tolerance. It's none of the above. It's degenerative. It's sexual deviancy. It's perversion. It's sexual grooming. It's child abuse is what it is. Do it on your own time. Leave the kids out of it.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com, or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. 1776coin.com.
The fact that we have to have the debate about whether it's appropriate or not to bring children into the porn culture, drag culture, sex kink culture, the fact that we're even having that debate shows you that there's an agenda to do just that, bring children into that realm. And here's proof of it. Drag bingo, all ages, drag bingo. And it says for adults, $25 to enter, but for children, it's only 25. Or excuse me, it's only 20. 25 for an adult, children, it's 20. Drag bingo. And I think, okay, well, what's the strategy here? Well, it's like women's night or ladies' night at the bar. Why does a bar have ladies' night? So we can get women to come out and drink at the bar. You offer them free drinks or whatever, free cover to come to the bar so that the men know, hey, ladies are going to be at the bar. I'm going to go to the bar and I'm going to have drinks. It's a marketing thing so that you can bring women out so that men that are interested in women will come spend money at the bar. I mean, when I see this, I think it's the same thing. Hey, let's bring children out and we want children at our event. So let's tell them they can get in for cheaper. And then what? I guess the pedophiles will want to come out and spend money too. I mean, Kevin, when you see this, $20 for kids, $25 for adults, I mean, for drag bingo for kids, what goes through your mind?
Well, they're paying these drag queens. Who we need to be going after also is these venues that are hosting these drag shows. These venues are paying the drag queens to be there. And as a former drag queen myself, I mean, it's rare for a drag queen to turn down money because that's the way they make their money. So on one note, I can't fault the drag queen for performing somewhere and making their money. But at the same time, the venue shouldn't be having drag queens perform for children. And if they are, they should be doing background checks. If they just can't resist having drag queens performing for kids, at least do a background check. This venue's a church. Why does a church want to have drag queens so bad perform for kids that they are willing to pay them? And this particular drag queen, Tisha Flowers, is Miss Gay Houston, US of A. So they have to be paying her at least $250 to go and perform for children.
You know, the fact they're not doing background checks to me says that they know that they're potentially bringing in pedophiles and criminals. There's no other circumstance where you don't do a background check like this. I spoke at a college campus. This was long before InfoWars, when I was in sports media. It was a sports media class, and the professor knew me, and he invited me to come speak to the class about sports media and what they need to know. I had to have a background check to go speak to college students about sports media, but they don't bring hookers and prostitutes and porn stars into a background check to speak to kids. It's crazy. Now, Tracy, I know you've been a part of having a lot of these things shut down once the public awareness is brought out. I don't know if this is the one that we're covering with the latest biohazard HIV positive drag queen they want to bring out to kids, because there's so many of them. I can't even figure it out. But they did cancel one in Katy, Texas. And I remember somebody invited me to go protest that. Yeah, it's the same one. They canceled this one coming up that we're talking about because of the awareness. And somebody sent me, said, hey, you should come out to this. I said, look, now that you found it, they're going to cancel it. So they did cancel it. And then the coffee shop named Cool Beans, they are the ones promoting it, saying, come out, drag queen bingo for kids. And then they said, oh, we have to cancel it because people were sharing our advertisement. And it was misinterpreted. No, we look right on it. We see how you have the prices. We see how you say it's back to kid school drag show for all ages. So, I mean, Tracy, isn't it funny? It's like how they hate libs of TikTok. All you do is share their stuff, put a mirror up to themselves, and then they say, why are you doing this to me?
Right. That's exactly right. We're just showing what they've already shared with the world, but we're just compiling it and putting it together and asking the obvious, why is this being held out to children? Why would you want to give kids, just say that these kids do identify as LGBTQ? Are you really the best ally for these kids if you're promoting a drag queen as their role model? I don't think so. And really, what's with all this sexualizing children that are different because they behave differently or don't fit some stereotype? You're pigeonholing them into some sexual identity or gender identity and making them potentially a patient for life. This is really, to me, it's child abuse.
No, it's absolutely child abuse. Kevin, would you say... You were in the drag community for a long time. Would you say you're more mentally fit, mentally healthier, psychologically healthier now that you put that life behind you, or back then?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I have been through therapy and counseling and faith-based therapy and counseling as well, and I am 100% more mentally aware of my surroundings, of my who I am, and everything else. I do want to bring it to your attention that the drag show in Katy, the drag bingo that we're talking about at the First Christian Church, has not been canceled. What they did was, whenever we started talking about Tisha, they took Tisha off of the flyer as one of the performers. But then I spoke with Tisha yesterday, and she will absolutely be there.
So I think I'm just confused because it's two of the similar events. One got canceled, one didn't. It's just the flyers look the same. It's the same marketing for the kids. I mean, there's so much of it, it's hard to even keep it straight. No pun intended.
Cool Beans and Denton got canceled, but the Katy drag show did not. And in fact, this weekend on the 17th, we have another drag show for kids at North Texas Pride.
And what are the details there? I mean, it's Pride all the time now. Pride month. No, it's Pride all the time.
Well, in Dallas, we're having a second gay pride parade. So This is aside from Gay Pride Month. We're having a Gay Pride Parade on the 18th going through downtown Dallas because the Pride Month was not enough for them.
Yeah, exactly. It'll never be enough. That's why they're going after the children now. They want your offspring, too. They want to march in the streets. They want to have sex in the streets. Now they want access to your kids. Anything else on this issue, Tracy?
People keep on the lookout for what's going on in your community. This is absolutely inappropriate for children. If you find anything, report it to us, and we'll do our best to get it put down.
And where's the best place to follow you and report these issues?
We are on Culture Warriors of America. So on Twitter, it's Culture Warriors USA. And on Facebook, Culture Warriors of America. I'm on Mass_TX on Twitter.
And then
MadMamaBear.com. Yeah. And Kevin, what about you?
I have KevinWitt.me. And then we have CWofA.com. That's Culture Warriors' website. Together, me and Tracy have an organization called Culture Warriors of America.
Well, you guys are doing great work to protect the kids. Thank you guys for joining me today.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
And folks, when we come back from this break, I've got more of it. It's not just Texas where they're doing this to kids. It's all over.
Just how dishonest is the New York Times? It's really a philosophical question. It's hard to answer directly. Let's see. How drunk was the guy you saw passed out in the men's room at a Packers game? How angry is Hillary Clinton at her husband? Well, the answer in all cases is very, extremely. So thoroughly and so totally that it's hard to put into words. So instead of describing the dishonesty of the New York Times with conventional adjectives, we'll give you a specific example, because we think it tells you more. So last week, the paper told us that the best-selling book in the United States was a title called I'm Glad My Mom Died by a child actress called Jeanette McCurdy. But that was not true. That book was not the best-selling book in America. In fact, the best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. Jeanette McCurdy, whatever her merits, we have no idea, sold 34,686 copies of her book. So Alex Jones sold a lot more books. Alex Jones had the biggest book in the country. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. But Alex Jones is worse. He's a mental patient. No one listens to him. So they lied about his book. What else are they lying about? You wonder.
Since you mentioned The Great Reset and The War for the World that you championed, and I really appreciate you reading it, it was easy to write. It's their quotes. It's their battle plan. What if people would have read Mein Kampf that Hitler wrote? Everything he said in the book, he did. Well, this is their Mein Kampf. This is their admissions right here. This is their confessions. That's why I call it the blueprint of the Death Star.
No, listen, here's the beauty of the book. You actually quote them at length. You take a couple of the top books, you take a couple of the top thinkers, you tie it all together, and this is what people have to understand. Look, once you read this, you'll understand what we're up against, okay? You'll understand exactly what this apparatus, what Alex calls it, the Death Star, but you understand what we're up against, and we're not gonna back off this. We can't back off it. The United States is actually the centerpiece of this battle because they understand, just like in the Revolutionary War, if they can take the liberty and freedom of American citizens, they can take it anywhere. And that's why you have to fight back. And by the way, Alex, I not just read it, I tell everybody, get a pen. I always got my great pens here. I had my pen and I'm underlining everything. And here's the beauty of it. You footnote everything. This is not Alex Jones's opinions. What Alex Jones's team has done is pulled it all together. It's all referenced right there. You can go to a footnote. I know you've got an online site about it too. That's why I think Tony Lyons and the guys at Skyhorse did such a great job. But listen, once you read this book, you understand why the Alex Joneses and the Steve Bannons are not going to back off. There's all kind of other things we could do. There's all kind of other things Trump could do. There's all kind of other things Tucker Carlson could do. We're all in this fight.
Get your signed copy of the number one book in America and help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset in the War for the World by Alex Jones. Available exclusively right now at InfoWarsStore.com.